Well, good morning, everybody. How are we doing this morning? Praising the Lord. Doesn't get any better than that, does it? We're going to spend eternity doing that, Bob. Hallelujah. I think we're never going to get tired of it. Well, I don't get tired of it now, so let's... Lord, once again, we thank you for this day. And Lord, we seek your presence here. We pray, Lord, that you just work in our hearts today, Lord. Speak to us. Open up heaven for us. Lord, we want your words, Lord. Not mine. We want your words. Fill this place with your presence and fill us with your love and your word, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, it's still spring. It's getting a little warmer, but it's still spring. Spring is a time for planting, for sowing seeds. What are you sowing? Dirt. Rocks. We grow a lot of rocks here, don't we? We sell them. It's a cash crop here. That's amazing. What kind of soil are you sowing to? What kind of soil are you? In Matthew 13:18-23, I'm not gonna go there. I'm just gonna refer to it. The Lord tells us a parable about a sower that goes out to sow the seed. And of course, we know who the sower is, right? It's the Lord. And the seed is the word of God. It's the things of the kingdom. It's the things of Him. His ways. And the soils, that's what receives it. He says that the seed was sowed and it landed on four different types of soils. It landed at the wayside. It's near where it's supposed to be, but it's off the mark, isn't it? In fact, the wayside, if you look it up in your Strong's Concordance, it literally means near. It's close, but no cigar. This makes me think of Acts 26:28, where King Agrippa said to Paul, "You almost persuade me to be a Christian." That's the saddest words in the Bible. I can think of none that's sadder. So near, yet so far away. Huh? How many that sit in churches are almost Christians? The wayside is where the birds come and they eat the seeds. And of course, the birds are representative of Satan, aren't they? He'll whisper in your ear and he'll say, "You're all right. Of course you're a Christian. You're not a Muslim. You're not a Jew. You're not Hindu. You're not a Mormon. You live in a Christian country. So obviously you're a Christian. You've acknowledged God's right to exist. So you must be a Christian." Well, it takes a lot more than that, doesn't it? Even the demons believe in God. They know He exists. And they tremble. We should too. Another seed fell on the stony places, where there's no depth. It's superficial. It's just on the surface. There's no room for the roots to grow, so they grow up. And because there's no depth in the soil, there's nothing to support them. The sun, when the sunshine will burn them up, will cook them. In my opinion, what's being talked about here, what's being talked about here is the condition of the heart. Ezekiel talked about the heart of flesh and the heart of stone. God can change that, can't he? In fact, he promises in Ezekiel he will. But we have to seek him, don't we? The thorns. Thorns, if you go back to Genesis chapter 3, we'll see that that's actually a symbol of the curse. The ground was cursed. It was cursed with thorns. But the thorns also, they represent our weakness of the flesh, and they also, they represent those little things we do that God doesn't approve of. I think there's a name for them. I think they're called sins, right? The good ground. What makes it good? It's good because it's open to receive. It's been prepared to receive. Who does that? We do. With the help of the Holy Spirit. But yet, the Holy Spirit has to have someone willing to work with them, don't they? What type of soil are you? Hosea 10:12 says, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Reap mercy. What does that mean? In Galatians 6, 7, and 8, it talks about us reaping what we sow. And I believe that's true. We do. We open up doors by our actions. We allow things into our life. Blessings or curse. Every action, everything we do is a seed that's sown. If we show mercy, if we are merciful to others, we will reap mercy. We will receive it, but we also reap the character of it. We'll reap a more merciful nature. Anybody in here need to be more merciful than they are? Daily. Hourly. Aren't you glad that God's mercies are new every morning? Great is His faithfulness. As we reap a more merciful nature, we become more like Jesus, don't we? And that's what we're supposed to do. Said in here, it is time to seek the Lord. When is it time to seek the Lord? It's always now with God, isn't it? He doesn't tell you, you know, tomorrow this is what I want. You know, it's, he says now. Today is the day of salvation. Today, if you will hear my voice, do not harden your heart as they did in the wilderness. Today. Now. It's high time to seek the Lord, as one commentator said. And how long do we seek Him? It tells us, till He comes. That means we don't do it once. We have to continue doing it, don't we? I don't know about you guys, but sometimes it's like this fog comes over me and it just clouds a lot of things that I should be focusing on, or I should be believing or trusting in even. And we got to keep sharpening our sword, don't we? We have to keep putting an edge on that because it gets dulled. We got to be sober. We got to be vigilant because our enemy walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Sow, reap, and seek. Seek righteousness, mercy, and the Lord. But there's something else. In that verse, it says, break up your fallow ground. You know, what break up your fallow ground? It's like a plow, you know. Has anybody here ever plowed? Maybe with a tractor, maybe by hand. dug up that dirt, break up those clods, and it says break up your fallow ground. It doesn't say break up your neighbor's fallow ground. You know, before you try to take that speck out of his eye, you gotta take care of your own eye, don't you? Fallow ground is idle. It's not being used. But it has been used. But for some reason, it's been left dormant. For some reason, it's been empty. It's no longer producing anything. So how do we break up our fallow ground? The first thing, and it always starts with this, the first thing is repentance. We humble ourselves, and we pray, and we seek God's face. We talked about that during testimony time and prayer time. It always starts with repentance. John the Baptist, one of the first sermons preached in the New Testament, said, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." The first words Jesus spoke when he started his ministry, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." We don't like that word, do we? Because we like to think we're just fine and we just can go along the way we are and everything's fine and God doesn't have a problem with us. And it means a lot more than just change your mind about what you're doing. It means a lot more than just saying, "I'm sorry." Because a lot of times when people say, "I'm sorry," they don't really mean it, and we know. And if we know when people don't really mean it, then God certainly does, doesn't he? Repent. It means to turn and turn again. We turn in our thinking, but we also turn in our actions. I'm not preaching works here, salvation by works. I'm preaching works as the way we live our life, the way we walk our walk, what the world sees. Because they do watch. They pay attention to everything we do. And they let us know when we're not doing right. They're very quick to point that out. "You call yourself a Christian." Have we ever heard that around here, Wayne? No. Take that hat off. Yeah. Oh, well. The next thing we have to do is reformation. Repentance and reformation go hand in hand, don't they? It means a change. We have to want to change. And if we have trouble doing it ourselves, then we certainly need the Lord to help, don't we? We always need his help, though. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "If a man be in Christ, he's a new creation." Reformation. Change. We're supposed to be changed, aren't we? But doesn't God do that? We just sit there in our recliner and with our can of whatever we're drinking and watching the television, and that's all it takes, right? Just let him do all the work. Well, so who is responsible for the type of soil that we are? God works in us, but if we aren't receptive, if we aren't submissive, if we haven't picked up our cross and followed him, why would he? We have to give ourselves to him first, don't we? Prayer. If there's to be a relationship with the Lord, there has to be prayer. There has to be communication in any relationship. prayer. How important is prayer? James 5:15 says, "And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him." In 1 John, it tells us to confess our sins. And he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us of our unrighteousness. But it starts with prayer. James also said, "The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Effectual fervent prayer. Jesus spoke out against prayer with vain repetitions. He wasn't speaking about repetitions. You could say the same prayer over and over again. People do it, the Lord's Prayer, as long as you mean it, as long as it isn't empty or meaningless, because that's what that word vain means. It means empty. When you just recite something, you just repeat something, you just say something, and you don't, there's no feeling there. I heard a good definition of prayer. What prayer is, or what it should be, is when you take your request, you wrap your heart around it, you grab hold of it, you throw it up to God as hard as you can. That's what prayer is supposed to be. It's supposed to have meaning. It's supposed to have feeling. It's supposed to be real. Jesus said, "Those that worship the Father will worship in spirit and in truth." Perseverance. We're not in a 50-yard dash. We're in a marathon. We can burn ourselves out real fast, can't we? That doesn't mean we slack off. It just means that we just keep moving forward. You know, where I lived in Oregon, was people in the town of Prineville referred to it as a hole. And it was, because it was down. You had to go up a hill in order to get anywhere in that, to get to that town. Or you had to go down a hill to get there, and you had to go up a hill to get out of it. And it got the roads up there got icy, and you don't have to live there very long to realize that you don't want to stop on an icy road. Because you're going to do what? You're going to backslide. You don't want to stop in your relationship with God because you're going to backslide. You need to keep moving. It's called momentum. I've always felt that one step in the right direction is momentum. Just keep stepping. Keep moving. Paul said in Philippians 3:13 and 14, he said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." We keep moving. Jesus said, "He who endures to the end will be saved." We keep moving. "Sow to yourselves righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up the fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you." Till God rains righteousness upon you. Does God just snap his finger and we're instantly righteous? And yet in his sight, because of what Jesus did on the cross, positionally, we're righteous. But yet, God wants us to actually take on that characteristic, doesn't he? To be righteous. Here, in this verse, and most commentators agree, God is saying through Hosea that what will be rained down is that which will produce righteousness. He graces us with a capability to be righteous. We sang about it today, didn't we? Yeah, I was amazed at those songs that were picked out. Because I didn't think when I picked them out that it was God at work. Because I think they fit in real well, and it wasn't me that did it. And I sat here amazed. It's just how things fit together when God does things. So he graces us with the capability to be righteous, but does that mean that when we fall flat on our face, we can blame him? No. No, it doesn't, does it? Be faithful. Be true. Seek the Lord. Seek mercy. Seek his righteousness in the kingdom of God. And all these things will be added unto you. I remember my daughter when she was about 3 years old. Her and her friends running up and down the hallway of the church we were going to, singing the song about seeking first the righteousness of God. But for some reason, they had the words a little bit wrong. They said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. But yet, there is a key there, isn't there? Out of the mouths of babes. Break up your fallow ground. And if you need help doing that, then God will certainly help you if you ask him, won't he? One other thing, too, that helps break up the fallow ground is his word. We got to stay in his word. Lord, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your presence here. We thank you, Lord, for your gift of salvation and your gift of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that you touch each person here today, Lord. I pray for your blessing on them. Lord, help us to be merciful. Help us to extend the grace to others, Lord, that you've extended to us. Help us to show your love to everyone we meet, that everybody would know without a doubt that we are yours. That's our prayer, Lord. Lord, walk with us and guide us and direct us. I pray for your protection on those that are traveling. In fact, I'm going to ask John to come up because he's leaving. This is going to be his last Sunday here until he comes back in the fall. I'm going to pray for him. Lord, just bless your people today. Lord, I just pray that we'd be a blessing to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.